Proverbs, chapter 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth. A stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy, and sand is a burden, but aggravation from a fool outweighs them both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is like a flood, but who can withstand jealousy? Better an open rebuke than love that is concealed. The wounds of a friend are faithful, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The soul that is full loathes honey, but to a hungry soul, any bitter thing is sweet. Like a bird that strays from its nest, is a man who wanders from his home. Oil and incense bring joy to the heart, and the sweetness of a friend is counsel to the soul. Do not forsake your friend, or your father's friend, and do not go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart, so that I can answer him who taunts me. The prudent see danger and take cover, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Take the garment of him who posts security for a stranger. Get collateral if it is for a foreigner. If one blesses his neighbor with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be counted to him as a curse. A constant dripping on a rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Restraining her is like holding back the wind or grasping oil with one's right hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Whoever tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and he who looks after his master will be honored. As water reflects the face, so the heart reflects the true man. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. A crucible for silver, and a furnace for gold, but a man is tested by the praise accorded him. Though you grind a fool like grain, with mortar and a pestle, yet his folly will not depart from him. Be sure to know the state of your flocks, and pay close attention to your herds. For riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to every generation. When hay is removed, and new growth appears, and the grain from the hills is gathered, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats with the price of a field. You will have plenty of goat's milk to feed you, food for your household, and nourishment for your maidservants.